أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. خلق الإنسان من علق. This is the beginning of the next surah. Surah Al-Alaq. Surah Iqra'. And it is the ulama unanimous that the first revelation that came down to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were the first five ayats of this surah. And this was the time that the whole history of mankind became changed completely. And where there was kufr and shirk in the world for a very long period, since the time after Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah Ta'ala changed the course of history by the revelation of these five ayats that came down in the cave of Hira. And there then, Al-Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made the Nabi, the Rasul of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and the truth, the reality, that there is only one Allah, Allah is in existence, and that He is one, wahdahu la sharik, He has no partner whatsoever. This came into reality, and this was brought to mankind. And after that, in a short period, we find in about 23 years time, the whole history of the world outwardly, clearly it was seen that it had changed. And this was this knowledge that was brought and the amal that was put with it. And this changed the whole course of history. Similarly, till today also, if we will follow the same pattern, we acquire this knowledge and we make amal on it, Allah Ta'ala will make the Muslims of our era, of our time, them to be also the leaders of mankind, and they will change the whole course of history. But when we look at the education and knowledge of other people and we feel success is in that, we can completely forget that we're going to have any success. Or we acquire this knowledge but we don't make amal upon it, then also we can forget that we're going to have any success. Clearly, as it was proved by Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this knowledge came down and it was accepted as the knowledge and then it was practiced upon, Allah Ta'ala gave great victory to the Muslims. And Islam surpassed every way of life and it came to the fore and it was followed by all the people of the world of that time. Also in the surah, Allah Ta'ala explained that when following this way of life, there is going to be a lot of opposition. And a person must be ready for that opposition. Allah explains here that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making namaz in the haram of Makkah, that was also not tolerated by the non-believers. Abu Jahl, though he was the uncle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he could not even tolerate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making namaz in the Haram Sharif. So consequently, on one occasion, when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was in sajda, he brought a whole lot of dirt, filth, and the intestines of a camel that was just slaughtered with all its filth and dirt in it. And with that heavy weight, he put it on the back of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he and his friends started laughing very loudly and made a big joke about it. So this also must be expected. When we were going to do the work of deen correctly, opposition will definitely be there. And those who oppose the truth will always come out in this way. But then again, Allah Ta'ala shows in the same surah that later on, in the first battle of Islam that took place, Badr, then the same Abu Jahl, he was killed by two young boys. He was brought down and finally his work was completed. He was killed by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And his head was fastened by his ear, was fastened with a string and it was brought in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, together with many other of these strong who were of oppositions of Islam, they were all killed in the battle of Badr, and they were thrown down in a well. And that is a place where public toilets are built today. And whoever goes and relieve himself there, actually he's relieving himself on these bodies of these non-believers. So Allah shows that part also, that there will be opposition, and finally success will also come. When they were put into that well, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and addressed them, their souls, and he said that إِنَّا قَدْ هَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقًّا. Have you found now the truth that what Allah promised you? Have you found it? In other words, definitely now you are suffering that terrible punishment. إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبَّنَا حَقًّا. And we also have found that what Allah had promised us, that victory is your lot. You will have to have patience, you will have to go through this period, but victory will be your share if you will follow in this way. So that also Allah Ta'ala shows in the surah, and then Allah Ta'ala ends the surah with ibadah, making sajda to Allah, making the ibadah of Allah Ta'ala, which is in two aspects. That is, as we read in Alam Nashrah, that we acquire the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then make with this knowledge, when you have now done your duty of conveying this knowledge and the deen, then make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala also. As the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains us, that during the day, during the night, he should make the ibadat of Allah. During the day, he should make effort on mankind. And that is the correct thing. The same thing here, Allah Ta'ala reiterates, that make acquire the knowledge of deen, and together with that, make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala also. And from another aspect, when you have acquired the knowledge of deen, you have done the effort of promoting and spreading deen and the knowledge of deen, then more towards the end of your life, get engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. That is what Allah Ta'ala wants. If we will follow that pattern, the success that has come, known and accepted success, not only Muslims accept it, but non-Muslims also believe that when Muslims followed in that way, they got their success. And today also, our success is not in getting degrees, university degrees, etc., becoming very affluent people, becoming very progressive people as far as dunya is concerned. We will have our success when we will get this knowledge of deen and we will practice upon it. That is when Allah Ta'ala will give it. And we will have to be prepared for the opposition and difficulties and hardships that will come in between. But finally, the great success will be there. As it is with all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also. They also had to face a lot of opposition from the non-believers. But the final result, every Nabi was successful finally. So that is the pattern Allah has kept. And if we want that success sincerely, that is the same pattern we will have to follow. There is no other way by which we can get that success which Allah has promised us. Wa akhiru da'wana.